One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Today, I just want to share a little bit of inspiration that came to me that helped me decide on the topic of this podcast. So this story is really about a story of inspiration and then the story of Still Bill. Hey, 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 all right, here we go. One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast episode number 69. And this is actually just a simple, great story of inspiration, basically. Today is Tuesday, August 21st. I'm usually recording my podcast a couple days before, sometimes on a Sunday, Monday, or even a Tuesday, but I happen to be recording tonight, but I was inspired on Sunday. So 2 days ago on the 19th, I was driving around Sunday morning, taking care of a couple errands on my way to teaching Buddhism over at the Boise Dharma Center, which I do every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And I was getting ready to pull into the local supermarket. I wanted to get some tea or kombucha, and I was trying to decide on my podcast topic. Usually I'm thinking about this earlier in the week. At the end of my previous podcast, I'm trying to get ready for my next podcast, but I had a very busy week at work. A number of other items had come up, and I was just thinking Sunday morning, oh, I need to record a podcast. I wonder what I'm going to choose. I wonder what I'm going to talk about. And then I started to wonder a little bit. I started getting lost in thought about simply the process of inspiration. Living my whole life as an artist, I get inspired a lot. I have long streaks of time with little sparks of inspiration. And I was just thinking, I wonder what it's going to take to spark the inspiration for my next story. Now, on my drive, I was listening to a radio program. They were playing some great acoustic tunes, some old school tunes, and they were talking about this person that was coming out with a new album. They hadn't had an album for a while. They were speaking about him a lot, and I wasn't really paying that much attention because I was really focusing on what I'm going to do for my podcast. And I even remember thinking, I wonder what my next story is going to be about. And it was at that time I was pulling into the supermarket, getting ready to park. I was actually looking for a place to park when the radio DJ was talking about this person whose name was Bill, how he hadn't had an album out in years, maybe decades, this great songwriter from the past. I don't remember his last name. And he was just referring to him how he's finally come out with a new album of covers of another great past blues musician, something along those lines. And the guy's name was Bill, and he even mentioned that. And he said, okay, and Bill finally has a new album, and he is still Bill. And I don't really know if that was the name of the album or the name of a song or anything along those lines, but it was just the statement of Still Bill. And in that moment, I was completely inspired. I was inspired to remember a homeless man who I actually spent a fair amount of time communicating with when I was a college student at the University of Washington. And what's great sometimes, before I get into that short story, what's great sometimes is simply the process of inspiration, where it comes from, how it comes from. I mean, I wasn't really listening to the radio station, but something there caught my attention, and I faded out of my previous thought and started to focus on this DJ when it was just a sentence before he finished his sentence, and he started talking about Bill's got a new album out and he's still Bill. And inspiration comes all times in any direction from all kinds of sources all around you all the time. it can be amazing, especially if you're paying attention. Sometimes I focus too hard on seeking that inspiration, and when I just release and pull back and relax, I'm inspired by many, many number of things. Nature, children laughing, smiling, people doing good deeds. Sometimes it's simply something that triggers a memory. Like this story of Still Bill, when he said, Bill's got a new album and he's Still Bill. It just, I totally lit up. I was like, oh, this is the inspiration. This triggered a memory of this homeless man named Still Bill. When I was in college, way back in the day, I say that now because for me it was way back in the day, I was a student at the University of Washington in Seattle. I had transferred from Indiana University and I showed up there in late 1991, early 1992, which was a beautiful time to be rocking the Emerald City. Seattle was so alive, just musically so alive. And I was young and free and going to college and having fun and riding my bicycle every day. I didn't own a car. I just rode my bike all the time. Had a great time living in the University District, right next to the University of Washington. I had a great place with my very, very, one more time, very good friends, Niles. Niles and Stacy. They're to this day some of my best friends. I miss them dearly, but whenever we get together, it's always cool. They lived maybe 5 blocks from the beginning of campus. I would just walk there every day. I spent a lot of time on the University District, shopping, eating, hanging out, doing a lot of quality drinking, actually, back in the day, and just running the streets of Seattle, the U District. We were kind of known as Av Rats. The University Av was right there by the University of Washington, and people would hang out there, and they were known as Av Rats. And we just had a good time. It was, you know, my first experience with major city nightlife and drama and trauma and all that stuff, just hanging out. I had a friend that lived at like the corner of 45th and University. He had a second story apartment right above this pharmacy. And we would just hang out and party and look out the window and watch just people and cars and activity and life go by. It was so absolutely entertaining. But there were a lot of homeless people at that time, and a lot of street people. There were a lot of people that could have been working that didn't work, that chose not to work and just did a lot of panhandling. I mean, it was almost out of hand. At that time, Seattle had to pass some laws about how close homeless people could be near the center of a business and panhandle, because sometimes it, you know, you'd leave and it was like, you know, you had to go through the gauntlet, you know, just to try to get through. I mean, there were so many homeless people asking and begging and touching and grabbing and just even walking down Capitol Hill or the University District. I mean, there were just so many street kids asking for money. It was a little out of hand. But sometimes, many times, there were legitimate homeless people. And, you know, they come in all types. There are some that are aggressive, some that aren't, some that are proper, some that aren't, all of this. But I just started to notice that in this one place, in this one spot, I would see the same homeless person often. And I gave him money, and I got this from my dad. My dad used to take pretty good care of homeless people, and even, you know, slightly alcoholic homeless people on Sunday in Indiana's. You couldn't buy liquor. But my dad would have a couple of homeless people come and do work, and my father would pay them to do work on a Sunday and give them some alcohol. I can tell this story because my father's no longer with us, but and then people would actually come to the establishment and my dad would help them out. And I asked him about that once. I'm like, well, who's coming on a Sunday? You know, I was probably 12, 13, 14 years old. I'd go help him clean, hang out, watch TV. He would clean and we would do things, you know. And I asked him about that. And he said, well, you know, they're alcoholics. They need alcohol. And, you know, they're good people. They're just a little lost. And I help them out. And some of them work for me and I just take care of them. I thought that was really kind. So, you know, I have an interesting connection with certain homeless people. It's really interesting and bizarre is the word that comes to mind, but I just noticed this black guy, this elderly black guy, he would sit in one spot and he had a nice little basket and he always had a flower in it and he never asked for money. But people often gave him money, and then I would give him money, and then we just started talking, and we just started hanging out, and at that time, I smoked a lot of tobacco, so I would give him cigarettes. I often started giving him food, and then, you know, I would give him money, and then he would ask me questions, and we just started to talk, and over the couple, 3 years that I was attending the University of Washington and living in the university district, I actually acquired a pretty good relationship with this guy. And even my roommate, Stacy, had mentioned it, you know, because I brought it up about this homeless guy that's living, that's sitting in this spot. And I see him all the time. He's always in this one spot. And Stacy just kind of turned over and he's like, oh, that's Still Bill. And I was like, Still Bill? They're like, yeah, they call him Still Bill because he's still there. And it's funny because even Stacy had very good things to say about Still Bill. I didn't actually believe Stacy at the time. And one day I was going by and I was walking up to Still Bill and we were just hanging out. I think I had to wait. He was by a bus stop or something. I was coming out of a coffee shop or something. He was just always in this spot. And I just remember standing there for a minute and he's like, Hey kid, you know, where are you going? He asked me if I was going to class. So he's like, aren't you going to class? Aren't you supposed to be in class right now? And how he knew that, I wasn't quite sure, but he knew. Maybe I told him my class schedule, I told him I was always going to class at this time, at, you know, in this quarter at the University of Washington. And I said, no, today I'm not going to class. I'm skipping. And he actually copped, like, he got on me a little bit. He's like, hey, man, don't be doing that. You have a great opportunity here. You know, you shouldn't be wasting your time. He's like, what are you doing here if you're not even going to be going to class? And I was like, whoa, hey, man. And he was like, no, this ain't no joke. He's like, there ain't no need. He's like, you got a different life. I have a different life. I've made certain choices, and here I am. And you have the opportunity to make different choices. And there you are. He's like, so I'm only going to tell you one more time. You should be in class right now. And I was speechless. I think I even went to class. I can't quite remember, but it's just one of those strong moments, one of those strong moments. And then a couple days later, I came by and I thanked him for that, because that was really special, you know, because sometimes when you're young, you can be kind of dumb. And I said, hey, man, what's your name? And he said, my name's Bill, and they call me Still Bill. And I kind of turned my head and smiled, and he said, that's right, because I'm still here. And he was such a nice guy. He was such a nice guy. People took really good care of Still Bill. And I remember, I'll tell you what, I remember the first time I walked by Still Bill's place and Bill wasn't there. And there was just, yeah, there were a lot of flowers in his spot and I knew Bill passed away. And then later when I went back home, I was talking to Stacy and he said, yeah, Bill passed today. And the whole community was a little shooken up. You know, it's a really interesting thing. It's a really interesting thing how well the community as a collective took care of Still Bill, because he was a really, really nice man. And he made a little bit of difference in my life, you know, and I was inspired by Bill. And then I was inspired to hear his name just a couple days ago, Still Bill, in a totally different reference. But that's the thing. That's inspiration. It comes from, man, it comes from all different localities, you know, it just shows up and inspired me, because honestly, I haven't thought about Still Bill in quite some time. So it was truly, truly a pleasure to have that inspiration and to spend the last couple days thinking about Still Bill and all my interactions with Bill and how I once saw him going into a bank, right, with a roll of cash. I was like, Still Bill, what's up, man? He's like, well, you know, I might be living on the street, but I'm not dumb. He's like, you know, I'm a veteran. I got some money coming in and I save my money and we work together as a team. And he's like, you got to be smart with your money. He's like, sometimes you don't need a lot, but you got to be smart. And I was like, oh, nothing but wisdom dripping off this guy, this homeless guy giving me nuggets. So let me give it up one time to Still Bill and the story of inspiration. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.